Hey, this is Eric Johnson, and this is my music journey.
Eric Johnson has done some incredible things in music, but even he admits that Cliffs of Dover remains his signature song. It's the second track from his 1990 A Via Musicom release, and it won the Grammy for Best Rock Instrumental. It's also a groove that came to Johnson rather quickly.
I wrote that song in 5 minutes. I mean, there's parts of it that I worked out, like some of the more challenging guitar licks. I had to work those out, but the gist of the song just kind of dropped in my lap. It just kind of is almost like it was floating around in the universe, and I just happened to pick up on it. It has kind of a traditional Irish jig melody to it, so I don't know if it's the most original song in the world, but it did just kind of just come to me very quickly. It ended up being the one that people related with.
The 64-year-old Johnson grew up in Austin, Texas, initially playing the piano. He took up guitar at age 11 and performed in a couple bands during his teenage years, constantly practicing and trying to develop his own style. Johnson's first solo release came in 1986, but he wanted the follow-up to be special.
Well, I had done my first record for Warner Brothers, Tones record, and it had done okay, but I figured I wanted to really try to do something substantial because I felt like it was a pivotal place in my career to where I needed to do the, you know, very best I could. So I just, you know, I had spent years doing those songs and had the luxury of kind of picking and choosing which songs I wanted on the record, and I just kind of really gave it all I had to try to make a, you know, decent guitar record that also had some nice songs on it. I just pushed myself really hard to make that record. I figured like if I made a statement that was the absolute best at the time I could do, you know, that maybe things could work out. Right time. There was, you know, a lot of energy and focus on guitar playing and instrumental guitar playing as well. It was allowed to be in the musical focus of people. And I think I just, you know, did my best trying to balance songs with guitar playing. I tried not to lose the basis of the song and the music, but still put the, you know, guitar playing in it. I think a lot of it was, there was a guy named Jeff Shane worked for Capitol, and he just loved the record so much that he tirelessly really went out after promoting it, even in when people were not believing in it very much at all. He just kept going and got a lot of people to give it a shot, you know. But I don't know, I guess it was just the right, it just kind of happened at the right time, you know.
With the songs Righteous and Trademark, Johnson became the first artist to have 3 top 10 instrumentals from the same record.
We'll be right back. as I was working on it, I kept getting a lot of different guitar part ideas. They kind of came together to the point of where I just didn't feel there was any need for vocals. It just kind of had, the melody was inside of the guitar that I was playing, and if I'd put vocals on it, it would have covered up something else. It wasn't necessary, and maybe leaving, not doing that left more space for the melody, the original guitar melody. Sometimes an instrumental song can stay more open and less definitive. So in some ways, maybe not popularity-wise, but in other ways, it can stay more timeless. If I'm writing a song and it seems to be kind of having a nice kind of integrity to it without vocals, I sometimes will just kind of go with it and just see where it goes. There's a point where they can go either way, but sometimes you just let the music decide what to do, and it'll kind of tell you.
Four of the 11 songs from Ah Via Musicom feature Johnson's vocals, including Nothing Can Keep Me From You.
It's been so long to get the reception of your smile.
The drummer that I'm playing with on this tour, Tommy Taylor, his original drummer, he came up with the name for that song. I had the lyrics, and it was just, you know, about a love song for somebody you really love being around and how their energy is very healing to you. And after it finishes the vocals, there's a whole jam section on the end. And that, there's an edit there. That whole jam section is from a demo recording in my garage practice room at the time that we added on the end because we never could recapture that same vibe.
For Ah Via Musicom, Johnson recorded many of the guitar overdubs in the middle of the night by himself.
Richard Mullen, the engineer, he was called away by Stevie Ray Vaughan to finish his instep record. He had to disappear for a few months, and so a lot of the lead overdubs, he set me up a way to record myself. So I remember using this. I didn't have a studio at the time. I was renting another studio, but they gave me the keys to the studio and basically let me go in there starting at midnight or 11 p.m. And I just opened the keys and went into the studio by myself, and I'd sit in there and do the overdubs, which is pretty crazy. After a few months, I felt like, you know, Steve McQueen and Papillon. I needed to, like, get around people.
Storm with wine.
In those recording sessions nearly 30 years ago, and even today, Johnson has the same goal, searching for a sound that will inspire people and make them feel a little better.
I think it's wonderful to have art in the world in all its different forms, visually, orally, and everything. I think there's a place for noting stress and angst and problems in the world. And undeniably, I think it's great to have a venue to express in all different polarities. I think my little niche is to try to make sounds and music that makes people, that tries to make them feel a little better or a little more healed or a little happier or a little more joyous. That's always my intention. And that's just my lot, you know, for me to try to do. And that's what I enjoy doing, because if somebody's going to take a few minutes to listen to a song, and I think it's a wonderful opportunity to try to lift them up a little bit.
Barbers know so well. That's where kings keep dreaming. Hold their head up high and live below for dim old skies. Way that it can be an ocean dance. Things of this world, guess we
Avia Musicom loosely translates as communicating through music. While he's done that for us over the years, the music has been speaking to him in a different way.
Doing this tour has been really good for me. It's made me relook at some of the stuff over the years that I've done. Not only relook at it, but I had to, you know, relearn some of the songs. I had to get out some of my old gear that captured those sounds. And it made me take inventory of some of my past, and I discovered certain things about it that I was like, wow, this is really great. It gave me a good look and a big overview of lineage of all these years of, oh, here's something that I haven't done for years, that, you know, here's a guitar technique I haven't done for years, or here's a sound I haven't done for a long time that was really cool. So it's been really good for me to go back and pick and choose some of the things that I feel had integrity from the past that maybe I've moved on from, that maybe would be better if I utilized them in the present and future. I'm very thankful that I did this, because I think it's going to help me artistically to kind of almost like recalibrate where I want to go.
The Avia Musicom tour wraps up in early November, and Johnson expects to release new music next year. His most recent release came in 2017 with Collage. My thanks to Eric Johnson for his time, his music, and for touring on Avia Musicom, a collection of songs that have added a tremendous amount of enjoyment to my life since 1990. I'm Mike Foley. Talk to you again on the next Music Journey.